Hello, and welcome to Sit Back and Listen. I love reading books to kids, so that's mainly what we'll be doing here, but that may change over time. If you happen to have the book we are reading today, feel free to go grab it and read along. Desmond Cole, Ghost Patrol, Chapter 4. Cheddar Cheese Fish Fries. Desmond came by my house that night, and he looked really scared. "Please help me, Andres," he said. "There is a cooking experiment at my house tonight." "What's a cooking experiment?" I asked. Desmond shivered. "That's when my parents use all of our leftovers to make a new meal. They are making cheddar cheese fish fries with a marshmallow dipping sauce." My family was just having homemade chicken nuggets, corn on the cob, and salad for dinner. All of a sudden, it totally sounded like the best dinner in the world. I could see that Desmond was in trouble. I invited him inside and we walked to the kitchen. "Mom, can Desmond eat with us tonight?" She was washing her hands in the kitchen sink. "Okay, as long as you kids set the table." Desmond sniffed the air and smiled. "That's a small price to pay for saving my stomach and my life." Mom and I laughed. As we grabbed the plates, Dad came into the kitchen from the basement. "Is something wrong with the water heater?" Mom asked him. "The water isn't getting hot." "Oh yeah," I said. "I had the same problem when I took my shower. Let me tell you, cold showers aren't fun." Dad nodded. "Yeah, it's acting up. I can fix it, but some of my tools are missing. They must be in one of the boxes we haven't unpacked." Desmond and I looked at each other. We didn't say a word, but I knew we were both thinking the same thing. Zax. Desmond changed the subject. "How was the bike park?" "Good," I said, and I wanted to tell him about it, but not in front of my parents. The whole thing was too weird. So instead, I said, "You should come next time. It's scary fun, if you catch my drift." Desmond's eyes lit up. "For real?" I nodded, and we finished setting the table. Then I grabbed Desmond, and we went into the garage. I filled him in on the strange way my bike acted at the track. He inspected my bike closely. "Was it only your bike that went wild?" "Nope," I told him. "Everyone's bike did." Desmond's eyes sparked with excitement. "Let's check it out tomorrow," he said. "But first, let's eat. I'm starving." The end. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.